This is a story that we started to have for you. I think it was last week, and then we had the loss of Senator Carl Levin, and that's kind of what we ended up talking about with our next guest, Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit business reporter. But he had another topic, and we've been hearing about this topic. It's from a Crane's forum on what they call the emerging threat of microplastics pollution in the Great Lakes. And it is a joint project from the newsrooms of two of their properties, Crane's Chicago business and Crane's Detroit business. And Chad Livengood is back, and this will be refreshing for you, Chad. We're actually going to speak with you about something we thought we were going to be speaking with you about. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. I'm always happy to talk about whatever the news of the day is.
Well, we appreciate your ability to pivot and to do that. Now let's get back to this situation that's being pointed out now. And I'm hearing more and more about a term I'd never heard before, microplastics. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so microplastics is just what it sounds like. It is tiny pieces of plastic, sometimes less than a point. 2 inches in size. It is plastic material that is broken down in the lakes. So if a plastic bag flies off the Riverwalk in Detroit into the Detroit River, it might get run over by a few boats. It gets torn into a shred into a few pieces. And then the sun bakes it, and it breaks down into even further smaller pieces. Could be a million pieces. Those pieces of plastic, they then spread in the water. Microorganisms attach themselves to it. They mistake it for food. And then that plastic sinks once those microorganisms have attached themselves to it. Then it goes into the sediment or into the base of the lake. And researchers have been finding is it's not just in the lake. It's in the bellies of fish. It's in the bellies of birds. Who also mistake it as food. And then it's also making its way, tiny fibers are making their way into municipal water systems. And that was probably the more eye-opening aspect of this reporting. Teams of researchers have tested water in Holland, Alpena, Chicago, Glenville, Illinois, Duluth, Minnesota, Buffalo, New York, Cleveland, Rochester, New York, all cities that draw from the Great Lakes for their drinking water supplies. And of those tests, 8 out of 10 of them showed microplastic fibers in the water system had escaped the water treatment systems. And in some cases, they also ended up in beer that was brewed locally in some of those towns. And so a real eye-opening aspect that plastics are starting to show up everywhere. And it's not just from that plastic bag, also plastic pellets that are used in the manufacturing of plastic products, just like disposable clamshell cases and straws and other products, and also for manufacturing for plastic parts for cars. Those pellets are also showing up in like beaches. People are finding them in dunes. And they're making their way into the storm water systems. They're escaping from manufacturing facilities. So there's a whole host of different plastic pollution out there.
You know, I guess it was probably the mid-1900s, as you folks have written in your Crane's Forum, that plastic became an integral component of human cultures and commerce globally. It accounted for 50 to 80% of waste on beaches and in the ocean, according to a study of microplastics in fish. People did not necessarily take it as seriously, obviously, as they should have. Plastic is so sustainable. Plastic is completely recyclable. A plastic bottle that you hold in your hand could be a plastic bottle 100 times over. I mean, there may be a number, but it can be. And so it would generally rank as one of those really sustainable products that we're looking for in what has been basically what I used to call a tissue paper society. We just always threw things away. We never thought about, well, does this have an afterlife or an after effect by being thrown away? Does correct recycling improve this problem, or have we thrown in the towel on getting people to, in fact, correctly recycle? And I'm talking about the entire chain of recycling, from us taking it and recycling the bottle, and the municipalities picking it up and properly recycling it.
Yeah, I mean, we've got a kind of really disjointed recycling system in Michigan, in particular. When we think that we are the nation's best because we have the bottle bill and we have 10 cent deposit. But as we reported in a previous Cranes Forum back in April, Michigan's recycling return rate has been plummeting in recent years. It took a big beating last year during the pandemic when there was a shutdown. But also people's recycling habits are changing. They're not returning them as often as they used to. And what that's also created is we have sort of a have and have not in recycling, where the tin can and the plastic bottle there's a target on that. There's a 10 cent refund on that. But then we have a whole lot of other plastics that aren't going recycled, and our recycling rate as a whole is in the teens. It's less than 20% of the material that we use actually gets recycled in Michigan. It's one of the worst rates in America. And so, and then what's also happening here is we got plastics, trash is ending up in our waterways that eventually ends up in our Great Lakes. And if you walk any Lake Michigan beach, you don't have to walk very far to pick up a lot of plastic trash. But you don't see that over on Lake Huron as often. And that's partly because there's several million people who live on Lake Michigan, between Milwaukee, Chicago, and all the beach towns of Michigan. And there aren't that many people that live on Lake Huron. And so it's noticeable additional waste that's washing up on shores. And so a lot of that waste is we don't even see it because it breaks down into the water and goes in the sediment. And one of the important things of this reporting is there's not a lot of research on the long-term health effects to the lakes, to the fish, to the birds, to us humans, about what exactly this plastic is going to do to us and our ecosystem long-term.
Well, there's a lot to think about here, and you're doing it at Cranes for an emerging concern. Microplastics originating from the places you wouldn't automatically think of, from clothes washing and obviously industrial waste, landfills, tires and fragments of plastic bags, cigarette filters, styrofoam containers, and even abandoned fishing line. Thanks for the info, Chad Livengood. We'll stay on top of it here.